going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
If you don't know what song this is, that's because you weren't born in 1922. But it's important for what Katie saw at the grocery store. Tell everybody what it was.
It was actually my uncle saw this and sent a picture. I was just like, what in the hell? It's canned spinach. And it is called Popeye's canned spinach.
Oh.
And it has a picture of Popeye the Sailor Man on it.
Popeye himself?
Popeye the Sailor Man.
Now, I understand the lore. I know that Popeye ate spinach and then his muscles got, his arms got overly big. And his leg, I don't think his legs got bigger either. So it's like he always skipped leg day.
It was mostly forearm too.
Right.
Not even bicep.
So it's not that I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But what year are we in?
Just so everybody knows, Popeye was created in 1929, almost, oh, Czech's watch, 100 years ago. Like, think about that. And the fact that there's a food company out there
that's not going to let it go.
No, still.
And it's not even like they modernized Popeye. They didn't AI him.
It's not like a newer drawing of Popeye.
No. It is your classic. He's got his corncob pipe in his mouth or whatever it is. He's got his anchor tattoos on his forearms.
Yeah. How can people see this?
They can text food to 916-909-1065.
Food.
I understand. Spinach is a tough putt.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's probably doesn't have the best PR.
No.
I like it.
It probably doesn't have any PR.
Oh, well, obviously.
Right.
I like it, but I know that it isn't something that people are just like, God, you know, it sounds so good right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
And they're certainly not saying, canned spinach.
Right.
Which, if you haven't seen the cartoon, the only thing that he wouldn't eat fresh spinach. It only came from a can because he had to squeeze it to pop the lid.
Right, that's
and then he
right.
would like pop it like a creatine gummy, you know, yeah. or something right. like that.
And where did that, like, when he was being created?
Yes.
The cartoonist was like, okay, but how does he get strong? What is something that is always at the ready?
Right. What's something that people always have in their pocket? And on top of that, too, somebody goes, it's really important that, you know, we make him a pinnacle of health. He eats spinach to get bigger muscles because spinach is high in iron. I love it. It'll get kids to be healthy. He also smokes. But anyway, though, smoking wasn't deemed bad for Chex Watch again another 50 years after Popeye was created.
So that was just cool back then.
Sure, yeah.
Just the fact that they are, I know you're probably thinking, well, who else would they put on there? And I get it. Nobody.
How about you don't need to have a cartoon character?
It does seem like like they thought, they're not going to want canned spinach.
Right.
So how do we really, how do we change that? How do we make them go, ooh.
How do we get the kids to think canned spinach is cool?
Right.
How do we get women to think it's sexy? And they've been paying for the rights to this character for so long.
You don't think that Popeye's in the public domain?
Oh, that's a good question. Is Popeye in the public domain?
Because if that's the case, it makes even... They even name it Popeye. It's not just that it's a picture of Popeye. It is called Popeye.
You are right.
Public domain.
And he just went into the public domain. Oh. So they have only not been paying for the rights to use Popeye for their canned spinach all the way up until Chex Watch for a third time a few months ago.
Okay, hold on. Or did they just finally go, yes, we got it for free?
There's
so you
no
think
way,
all this time.
All this time, I think they've been paying Big Popeye for the corporate rights to it. And you know what? The fact that he is in the public domain, we can also use Popeye. We could use him for a wake-up call logo. I'm sick and tired of kids not thinking we're cool and women thinking we're not sexy. In fact, Mickey Mouse is in the public domain, too.
Really?
We could have a wake-up call logo right now with Popeye mouth-kissing Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
We don't want that.
Oh, we don't? Oh,
mice
okay.
don't eat spinach.
Right.
I thought that's actually a good point.
So it's an unfair advantage.
Well, Popeye's not made of spinach, is he?
I know that, but what's Mickey going to eat to get strong? Right. Exactly. Keep them apart.
I don't know. Creatine gummies.
Also, does Mickey mess with humans?
Does he make out with humans?
No, what? Like does he ever hang out with them?
That's a good question.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, we have to do a whole bunch of research now. So this is what we do for a living. So we gotta wrap it up.
We'll take it seriously.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.